Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you created us good. You created in us the potential to be evil. You gave us your word so that we may understand this mystery of your creation. We ask now that you give us the desire to engage faithfully with this mystery so that in so doing, we may claim our salvation that is offered freely to us through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A few days ago, I heard Fuad Ajmi making his case for a possible U.S. military role in the Libyan Revolution. He is the same Fuad Ajmi who had passionately argued for the Iraq War. Yes, he is the same person who critiqued Samuel Huntington's Clash of Civilizations theory in 1993, but accepted in 2008 that Huntington had a better understanding of the political order. Fuad Ajmi, who is a professor at Johns Hopkins, was born in Lebanon. His name Ajmi means non-Arab and provides authenticity to his Shiite identity. So, when he was asked by Anderson Cooper of CNN, why should the USA spearhead any action against the Libyan government, why not the Arab world or the European Union? Ajmi responded with an expression that I believe requires a faithful engagement. He said, "In a perfect world, the Arabs should." And he went on to argue why USA should instead. In a perfect world. What a beautiful expression. What a beautiful concept. Perfect world. The reality is that God never created a perfect world. Yes, I know our image of the garden is that of a perfect world. We carry with us many false assumptions about it. First, we think it was perfect. Second, for those of us whose idea of a perfect world is a place where everything is provided for and where the height of laziness reigns, we assume that no one had any responsibilities of work in the garden. Third, we assume that it was an outsider that came into the garden to disrupt its order. Fourth, we assume that Eve was all by herself when she was being tempted, thereby allowing ample room for the blame game. Of course, all these assumptions are wrong. God created a good world, not a perfect one. God had assigned the human person the job of tilling the land. And yes, serpent was no outsider. It was very much a part of God's creation. And Eve was not by herself, because she was created to be a companion of Adam, who was right there to share the fruit. I am sorry if I just shattered your perfect world image of the garden. The garden was not perfect. The world God created is not perfect. Evil is not somewhere out there. And we have no excuse. Yes, we are in the season of Lent, a time for reflection, a time for repentance, a time for seeking realignment in our relationship with God. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, offers his understanding how it is through Jesus alone that we are able to find a new relationship with God. Matthew offers the concrete proof of how it is only and only Jesus who is able to overcome the temptations through his firm faith in the Creator. But more so, that it is only Jesus who conquers through profound wisdom the innate human impulse to sin. And in so doing, once and for all, debunks the myth of a possible human perfection. There was never a perfect world. There will never be a perfect world. The inclination to sin is right within the human genome. The knowledge of good and evil has not wiped out that innate human inclination. Yes, it may have exposed our nakedness. It has not taken it away. Underneath the clothes that God provided, Adam and Eve were still naked. Underneath the many layers of our sophisticated culture today, there still exists nakedness. That nakedness is still in need of clothing from God. The first temptation is about the basic instinct of hunger. Perhaps a reminder that the inclination to sin exists as a basic instinct. The second temptation is about living with the illusion that we are absolved of all responsibility. The third temptation is the ultimate false assumption that if only, we could have all the power in the world, it would be a perfect world. I come from a country where the dominant faith ideology fervently awaits that day. Yet, the story of Jesus' temptation tells us that all these assumptions are false hope. We have to deal with our innate inclination to sin. There is no way around it. We have to take responsibility. And we have to know that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Friends, this Lent season, I invite us to a deeper reflection. Let us not be afraid to reflect on our personal lives. Let us not be afraid to reflect on our corporate lives. Let us not be afraid to reflect on our life as a nation. It was not a perfect world. It is not a perfect world. And refusal to take responsibility is not an option. It is not a perfect world. And assertion of absolute power is no solution. The season of Lent, I believe God is calling us to a new life. I believe God is waiting for us to ask that question: how much more blood has to be shed in pursuit of this perfect world? I believe that God is waiting for us to claim our pardon. I believe that a real life, not a life couched in the myth of perfection, a real life awaits us. I believe that Jesus wants us to get real. I believe that this real life is the new life. We can claim it through repentance, through humility, through complete surrender to God, and through a willingness to live in the real world that God created, not a perfect world that is the object of our selfish human desire. May God move us through repentance, through his pardon, to this new real life. Amen.